This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. Turkey's foreign minister says the announcement by Saudi Arabia recommending the death penalty for five suspects in the killing of journalist Jamal Khashoggi falls short of Turkish hopes. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has details.
Mevlut Çavuşoğlu insists the suspects detained in Saudi Arabia should be put on trial in Turkey. He says Ankara wants Riyadh to reveal who ordered the October 2 killing of the journalist at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul, warning this process cannot be closed down in this way. The minister also questioned why Saudi Arabia indicted only 11 of the 18 detained suspects and queried why the Saudi prosecutor's announcement did not reveal where the remains were taken. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
U.S. Vice President Mike Pence says a proposed second summit between President Donald Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un must result in a detailed list of North Korean nuclear weapons sites. Speaking at the ASEAN summit in Singapore, the vice president said that he had talked about the proposed second summit in a meeting with South Korea's President Moon Jae-in.
We talked about the importance of this moment and in our negotiations over achieving a denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. We are in the process of planning another summit between President Trump and Chairman Kim.
Pence's statement is perhaps the most specific public demand that the Trump administration has made of North Korea since Trump and Kim held a historic first summit in Singapore in June. At that summit, both sides agreed to work towards the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula and to improve ties between Washington and Pyongyang. The nuclear talks have stalled since then. A proposed visit by Secretary of State Mike Pompeo to North Korea was canceled. This is VOA News. The man